Live from CAP Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Make any day payday. Apps promising quick cash are becoming a popular option for purchases and financial emergencies that you can pay for later. It seems straightforward enough. No credit check, a cash advance with the option of no interest. But an investigation found these cash apps operate in a legal gray area when it comes to regulation. And seemingly small fees can add up, trapping people who live paycheck to paycheck in debt. Aaron Glantz is a California bureau chief for the Fuller Project. That's a global nonprofit newsroom dedicated to reporting on issues impacting women. Aaron joins us with what he learned about this growing industry and why California may be stepping in to crack down. Good morning, Aaron.
Good to be with you, Vicky.
Before we dive into this investigation, let's learn more about the Fuller Project.
Fuller Project is a global investigative news organization focused on women and girls. Women, as you know, represent half the world's population, but are all too often completely passed over in news. And though we've seen some, you know, major efforts and major initiatives in the media to correct for systemic bias in recent years, we haven't seen that for women. Women still represent only about a quarter of people you read about in the news. And so, think about the story we're talking about today about cash apps and the way that Silicon Valley is creating new financial products to help people who are living paycheck to paycheck. Well, let's ask, how is that impacting women? And we don't see other news organizations taking this role, and that's why the Fuller Project is stepping up.
When did you start looking into this investigation? What sparked it?
I mean, I started with a very basic question, actually, talking about women and girls and how they're affected by global financial forces based here in California. As the California Bureau Chief for the Fuller Project, my job is to look at stories that are happening here in California that are resonating globally. And I started to look at Silicon Valley. The lack of representation of women in leadership in Silicon Valley is an open secret. We all know about the tech bro culture. And so it's worth asking, what about the products that these companies are developing? Who's using them? And how is the fact that we have this globally important industry run almost entirely by men, creating products that are used by people who are living paycheck to paycheck? And what we found in the industry research on this earned wage access apps, these cash apps, which help you get to your next paycheck, we found that they're used two-thirds by women, predominantly women of color, single mothers, people who often went to college, have a job that pays $50,000, $60,000 a year, and still have trouble paying rent or buying groceries. And these companies, headquartered in Silicon Valley or on Wall Street, are looking at these struggling women and seeing an opportunity to profit.
Explain how these apps work for someone who hasn't used it before.
I mean, they promise you basically free cash. So the market leader is Earnin. They're based in Palo Alto. And, you know, they have ads with these happy women, when with the girl throwing her heads up in the air, saying, ka-ching, it's payday every day. So you sign up and they say that it's basically free money. But then you get into the app, and they have all kinds of business models that they have fees. So there's a free version and it's free. But then if you want your money right away, you have to pay an instant cash fee or an expedite fee of $6.99 or $3.99. Another app, which is backed by Kevin Durant and Ashton Kutcher, has a subscription fee of $9.99 a month. You know, these numbers may sound small, $9.99, $6.99, $3.99, but imagine you're a person who's living paycheck to paycheck. Now you have $10 less. And so if your main problem is you don't have enough money and you're paying just to get your paycheck a little bit faster, then you can end up digging yourself farther and farther into a hole. And that's what happened to a lot of the consumers that we talked to.
You know, is this an instance where someone just uses it once or twice and that's it? Or did you find out the pattern and the repetition that these apps are being used by the people who use them most?
Well, the California Financial Protection and Innovation Department, which is our own state consumer protection agency, went to these companies and got their data and looked at it. And they found that even though these companies say that it's just to help you through that one pain point, what they found is that there's habitual use. They found about 9 times a quarter, which adds up to 36 times a year for the average person. And so now you're looking at paying these fees over and over and over again. And they found that when you calculate those fees over the course of a year as an annual percentage interest rate, if you use the same system to calculate how much this credit costs compared to a credit card or a bank loan or a home equity loan on your house, that the average percentage interest rate for these apps is over 300%. And that's why the state regulators are looking to step in and start to regulate these apps, which, thanks to a ruling by the federal government under President Donald Trump, are in this legal gray area and are not technically loans and therefore are not subject to laws like the Truth in Lending Act.
Oh, OK. So this transaction, as it stands now, isn't really considered a loan. So it doesn't fall under the same regulations, as you said, like maybe a home loan or even a credit card purchase.
Right. This is in a total free for all from a regulatory perspective. And that's why these companies can do all kinds of things that your bank couldn't do on a traditional loan. Another thing that is really common in these apps is tipping. So Earnin, the company that I asked, I was talking about before, based in Palo Alto, they have a tips model. So you get your money, quote unquote, for free, and then they push you to tip them. And what the California regulators found is it's really hard to get out of paying this tip. And of course, we all are used to tipping at a restaurant or to our Uber driver. And the conceit there is that, okay, we know that our server or our drivers may be underpaid, and we're going to make up for that by tipping this person to help this working class person along. But in this case, the tips go directly to the company rather than to any individual person. And so because the tips are so important to their bottom line, they really push hard. And so if you use, one of the consumers we talked to, Melissa, who is works at a food nonprofit in Minnesota, she used a number of apps to get by after her car broke down to pay those bills. And every time she would pay the fee to get her money right away, and then they would say, would you like to give a tip? And they really, the messaging that she received, this one really sweet looking redheaded woman with her hand over her heart, begging her for a tip. And then one time she didn't tip, and she got a really confused looking African-American man with glasses saying, we noticed you didn't tip this time. And what the California regulators found is that sometimes it's like nearly impossible to get out of the supposedly voluntary payment.
Yeah, and it's not going to a service, as you mentioned, like a driver or a server at a restaurant. When in Melissa's example, she used this app for, she had car trouble, right? And so she needed to pay for car payments. When you talk to people like Melissa, what are people typically using these cash advances for?
Yeah, I mean, her car broke down. So suddenly she's living paycheck to paycheck and she has a $500 non-budgeted expense, right? And so she went to a number of different apps to cobble together this $500 because a lot of the limits on these apps are pretty low, right? So that's one of the reasons the interest rate is so high, is that you're borrowing, say, $100 and you're paying maybe $7 to borrow $100, right? And then you're going to a couple of different apps. So now you're paying $7 and $7 and $7 to cobble together that $500. And so she's now 8 months later, and she's still on the cycle of payments and lending through these apps. And the reason for this is very simple, is that she didn't have $500 to pay to fix her car, right? But if you look at the marketing that these companies are using, they are pushing it for all kinds of things. Like, let's say that you want to throw a nice birthday party for your kids or a quinceañera or a bar mitzvah or whatever, right? You may not have the money on hand to throw a party because you're living paycheck to paycheck. So put that on the Earned Wage Access app. Important thing in the California regulators report is that You know, let's say you have a high interest credit card and you're paying like 25% on your credit card. You'd be paying 300% on any of these apps. So, you know, they are marketing and they're telling you like, hey, this is cheaper, but actually in many cases is far more expensive. So what would happen if these California rules, proposed rules go into effect is that these companies would have to behave like any other lender, which would mean that they would have to pick between one of two lanes. The first lane that they would have to pick is to just be lenders, right? And if they were simple lenders, then their interest rates would be capped at around 35% under California law. That's how much a bank can charge you or a credit union. And so they would have to abide by those limits. The alternative that they could pick is they could become payday lenders. And they could charge fees, and they could charge pretty exorbitant fees because California's payday law is not that consumer friendly. But then they would lose the sheen, right? They would have to be like any other payday place that you see on the street, and they wouldn't be able to talk about how innovative they are as Silicon Valley firms, because they would just be playing in the same pond as your corner payday shop.
You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. And if you're just joining us, we're talking with investigative journalist Aaron Glantz with the Fuller Project about the growing Cash App industry, buying now and paying later, and how it can trap people into debt. And you mentioned those people typically are women of color who are college educated, making $50,000 to $60,000 a year. Was this, from what you could gather from internal memos and messages among these companies, was that intentional?
I mean, we didn't have access to any internal memos, but we did read their industry research. You know, these companies hire firms to conduct market research for them. And sometimes they're posted on their website. Sometimes it took a little bit of digging. And I mean, they know their market, right? They know who's living paycheck to paycheck. And so it's not surprising that they would then craft their marketing. If you look at their websites or you look at their apps, to see how directed the marketing is towards women of color, especially younger millennial women of color. And it's one thing that's really fascinating, interesting to me about this is that when we imagine the person who's using a payday loan, the data there from the FDIC and other federal sources shows that there we're talking often about very poor people. We're talking about people who make like $20,000 a year. They may be undocumented, right? And they just may be desperate for money. And they're often often also women of color, right? And what these companies have found is that there is this whole other demographic of people who are struggling. People who get paid quite a bit more than the traditional payday lending customer, but still much less than they need to survive. California has become so expensive, right? So you go to college, you're making $50,000-$60,000 a year. You're not in the federal definition of poverty by any means, but you still might not have enough money to pay rent. And if you have an unforeseen expense, like Melissa with her car troubles, or if you just medical bill, or if you just have like a dream, I think that's what these companies are really trading on, that like you might feel like a really nice birthday party for your kid is out of reach, but you can have it right now. Just click on the app. And what they don't tell you is that that costs money. And if your basic problem is that you don't have enough of that money, then you're a little bit farther behind than you were before.
Have any of these companies responded to the criticism and potential pushback from the state, California?
Yes, these companies, first of all, I should say that they are very adamant, all of them, that what they offer is not a loan. They would say, we do not offer loans. We offer access to your own earned wages. So the industry jargon for this is earned wage access. And so they say that all we're doing is giving you access to your own earned wages. We are not a loan. And so they are vociferously fighting these regulations. Also, another thing we write about in the story is how these companies have gone to state legislatures all across the country, together with ALEC, which is kind of a conservative think tank, with model legislation to make permanent and specifically legalize these products. So whereas California is moving to perhaps crack down and greater regulate these products, they recently got, it's in the story, an opinion from the Attorney General of Arizona that specifically legalized them and said that they were not be considered loans as long as they had at least one non-mandatory fee option. Mm. So one of the things that a lot of these companies do is that they will say that the money is free, that there's no mandatory fee, provided that you wait a few days for a traditional bank transfer. If you actually want the money now, and the whole reason you would use this product is to get the money now, then you need to pay the fee. And so in Arizona, the Attorney General has issued this opinion. There's legislation pending in many states that goes in the exact opposite direction that California is considering.
Aaron, thank you very much for the reporting.
Thank you, Vicky.
Aaron Glantz is the California Bureau Chief for the Fuller Project, a global nonprofit newsroom dedicated to reporting on issues impacting women, discussing the growing cash app industry and how it can trap people, particularly women of color, into debt. You're listening to Insight on your NPR station, CAP Radio. I'm Vicky Gonzalez.